Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Deb. Tonight we gather for a very special occasion, very special event, and I'm coming to you live from Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario. Jean, the other angel lady, unfortunately is under the weather, and so I ask that you send her loving energies and healing as we do this show. Thank you for joining us for this very special gathering. Whether you're listening to us live or in the archive, either way, we are connected by spirit, which transcends time and space in our effort to love the world into wholeness and peace. Like Jean and I, you may have been watching with dismay the unhappy world events that seem to be taking place with increasing speed. Incidents of injustice, of violence, disaster, fill news reports with distressing frequency. Their magnitude can be overwhelming and lead us into a false sense of helplessness. But, you know, we aren't helpless. We have so many tools at our disposal to help ourselves and to help each other. In a recent study on the effect of meditation on crime conducted in 48 cities, it was shown that meditation reduces crime. The results are published by the Journal of Criminal Justice, and the link will be given in the archived version of this meditation for those who'd like to investigate that further. The study used transcendental meditation, but there are other studies using a variety of techniques. The point is that people can, in the privacy of their homes, bring peace to their larger communities. We do have the power to change the world for the better. Think of what that means. Less crime means less street violence. It means less spousal, child abuse, cruelty to animals. Think of hearts and minds turned to peace, moved to action. There is no end to what goodwill can accomplish. And that's why we're here tonight, to start the process. We're joining together because there is power in numbers. And spiritually speaking, 1 + 1 is not 2, but 100, 1,000, 1 million. When we unite in spirit, inviting all of heaven to assist, the power of our work is unlimited. And so we've come together, united in our desire for a loving, peaceful world. We come together to recognize that people are more alike than different, all wanting enough food, clean drinking water, a safe and comfortable home, satisfying work, a beloved who loves equally in return, all in a world that's marked by peace and mutual caring and respect for others, respect for creatures and the planet itself. So as we sit here in our own space in Niagara-on-the-Lake, we are mindful that there are people here tonight joining us from all around the world. We are united by our purpose, by our spirit of loving intention. And as we work tonight, we're creating a wonderful divine connection that envelops this planet. And as we send out our loving intentions for the world, for the people, we will receive blessings as well. So let's take some time to join our intentions together and connect to one another and to divine love, recognizing that we're not here by accident, that our higher selves have nudged us to do this important work together. And even if you're joining us on the archive, that intention is set that you are a part of this beautiful gathering of souls. We are working as one together. So, as you breathe gently, consider the peoples of the world, the poor, the wealthy, the innocent and the guilty, the kind and the insensitive, the gentle and the cruel. At heart, we are all the same. Love's own children come to earth to be channels of love to each other, to to observe unloving actions with compassion and understanding, to heal the results of separation with love itself. Breathe at a rate that's comfortable for you, and in a moment, I'll ask you to take a slow breath, which means a full breath in, holding the air for a few seconds, exhaling slowly, and then wait for a few seconds before breathing in once more. When you take a slow breath, you breathe in, you hold, breathe out, and wait, and continue breathing normally. And when I ask, we're going to breathe in unison, uniting our breathing in and out as we unite our intention to love the world. So let's take that breath. Breathe in and hold. Breathe out and wait. Now breathe normally. Thank you. In a moment, we'll take another slow breath, this time allowing love to fill us as we inhale and allowing all unloved to leave us as we exhale. Ready? Breathe in love. Hold to let it do its work. Breathe out unloved. And wait. Breathe normally. Thank you. In a bit, we will repeat that slow breath and allow greater fullness of love to fill us and to release unloved in guises we may not recognize as unloving, like fear or worry or pain or stress or impatience or pressure. They are not unloving in that they do not come from union with love, but they represent a degree of separation from love. The greater the degree of separation, the greater the pain that results. The most severe separation from love creates a perception that enables acts of violence or cruelty to seem appropriate or irresistible in some way. That is the extreme of unlove. So let's take another slow breath. Breathe in more and more love. Hold it to let it work. Breathe out more and more unlove. And now wait. Thank you. Breathe normally. The more deeply we fill ourselves with love, the more powerfully we can impact our world. So we'll all take one more slow breath together. I read today that we can cut stress immediately by just doing the simple process of breathing in to the count of four and holding it, breathing it out, and waiting. Just that simple thing calms us down. And this is a wonderful thing to be doing throughout our day. So let us breathe one more time, one slow breath together. We're going to bring us individually into greater alignment with divine love and also with each other as we breathe together. So here we go. Breathe in more and more love. Hold it to let it work. Breathe out more and more unlove. And wait. Thank you. And just breathe normally and continue breathing normally as you bask in the divine love that's called all that is into being from the nothingness that it was. Imagine the darkness of space suddenly filled with the brilliance of stars and planets, of galaxies and perhaps another universe. Imagine the cosmos with its amazing display. And amongst all the brilliant shining lights, imagine our own universe, our own galaxy, our beautiful Milky Way. Such wonders of creation. And there, in the Milky Way, lies our own solar system. And within it, a small planet we call home, Earth. Imagine our beloved blue marble floating peacefully on its orbit, the swirls of cloud over the waters of our seas. And, as you regard Earth, its rotation presents the various land masses and waters to your view. The oceans, the seas, the continents of snowy lands, the sultry deserts, the lush green vegetation of the tropics, the regions of high mountains and windy plains, rocky terrain, and heavy green lush forests. Love the planet in its magnificent diversity of lands and water. And as the planet turns, see the continents pass under your gaze. See the animals, the trees, the plants, the flowers, nature in all of its beauty. Love what you see. Regard the countries with their lakes and mountains, the vast flatlands. Love them. See the big cities, the small towns of the various nations, the houses, the shops, the outdoor markets, the buildings filled with people like you. People working and worrying, laughing and sighing, all hoping for a better day. Now see them as yourself, as your loved one. Feel tender compassion for them. We are all brothers and sisters together. Feel for them in their trials and their hardships and longings of their lives. Let your heart open to them, loving them, wanting their peace, their comfort, their well-being, their happiness. Regard them with love. Send love to each and every person. Love it all. Together, we love it all. The land, the plants, the animals, the people. In spirit, we are one. And together, we hold the higher vision. A peaceful world. A world where the planet and its creatures are respected and treated as precious. A world where people help each other, treating each other with kindness and compassion. A world where all people have good shelter and food, where they all live in safety and peace. As we breathe together as one, hold the vision of a world where nations interact in harmony, each one striving for the good of its citizens, for all people everywhere. Hold the vision of a world filled with clean air and water, clean cities and towns, safe cities and towns, a fresh, pure world. Love this peaceful vision. Feel the bliss of it, the serenity of it. Want it for yourself, for your family, for the children to come, wanted for the creatures, for the planet. And as we sit together with this vision, let's hold our palms up as though we're cradling the planet in our hands. You might feel your hands already beginning to feel a bit heavy. And ask divine love, creator, to flow through us, to send healing to our earth, to send healing to the earth people, animals, system structures. We ask divine love to flow through us, to send calming energy, to nurture it, to soothe it, to bless it. Hold the image of the earth in the palm of your hand and just regard it with love. Send love to it. Bless it. Now let your earnest desire for this vision grow and grow and intensify. Let it build. We want so much for this planet. What we want for ourselves, we want for all. Peace, abundance, prosperity, enough for all. Food for all. Good water, good air, beautiful, pristine planet. When it feels as though you cannot hold the desire, it's just that strong, we're going to release our powerful intention with a big, deep breath. Are your hands getting heavy? Mine certainly are. Ready? I'm going to inhale. Fill your lungs with as much as you can and as much air, all for your love for the world. And we're going to throw up our hands and blow it out in one big exhale. Releasing your love and desire for the vision we hold into the ethers. Let it go. You may find that your hands are a bit buzzy or warm. That's okay. This is wonderful creative energy that we've been building and that we've been flowing. And now we're going to turn our focus on those who have gathered here this evening. Those who have come to join us. Those who gather and join us in archive later. Like you, they have goals and dreams yet to be realized. They've left their work and their family to come together for the good of the work to join us tonight, to join us on this broadcast. So let's send love to them. Send love to each other. Appreciation to each other. Gratitude for each other. And let's want their blessing as much as you want your own. Together we hold each other's cherished dreams and our hope in our heart. We love them. We want them to be fulfilled. We want everyone's happiness, our own happiness, happiness for those we love, happiness for those we'll never meet. We want it for them just as much as we want it for us. That comes back to us. We hope for their hope to be manifest just as much as you want your hopes and dreams to become real, to become reality in your life. The goals, the dreams, those tender wishes, the prosperity you seek, the love you seek. We want those to become, for them, just as much as we want them to become a part of our own life, our own lived experience, to bring from the spiritual into the material. Continue to just build on that, that wish, that focus, wanting it more and more. Feel your desire now expanding, reaching out and out and out, past the walls, past your house, past your street, past your community, stretching out and out and out with a want and a yearning and an excitement and a joyful appreciation and love, a great love. Call the angels in to support that even further, to stretch our energy around the world, to tie us together to all the people on this broadcast, to send to them our love, our best wishes. Now we're going to release it all again in one big breath. You ready? Breathe in your desire for everyone's blessing and let it get bigger and bigger, bigger and bigger. And now blow it out hard, hard, hard. Just let it go. Release it fully. Release it into the universe, the cosmos. And relax. Breathing normally. Now shake off the energy. Send it to the planet for its healing. And perhaps if you have a glass of water beside you, you might want to have a sip. Put your feet on the ground and let white light go through the top of your head, all the way through the bottoms of your soles of your feet. And just relax. Now what we've done together has been really 22 minutes of meditation, of intention, and we'll never know the extent or the effect we've had, really. We can't measure it. But those intentions that we've sent out, those earnest, loving thoughts that we've expressed, that we've agreed together to send forth, are honored. And they have gone forth to bless people everywhere. Our planet has been changed tonight because we have gathered together with this simple, simple intention. So I'm going to leave that with you now and thank you for joining us. It meant a great deal that we could gather and do this, and hopefully there'll be more blessing nights like this. But this is always in the archive, so you can always go back and listen to the program, to the broadcast, and put yourself back in that place of loving intention, sending forth energy to the world. You can do this morning and night. When you arise in the morning, just take a deep breath, hold it, release it. Another deep breath in, hold it, release it. Just in that moment of deep breathing, a few deep breaths, and then form your intention for your day, for the people that you love, for the world. Send your love forth. And at night, as you cover up, as you get comfortable in the covers, another couple of deep breaths in, and remember the world. Remember your day. Bless your day. And bless those who work throughout the night, the first responders, the people in hospitals. Remember, this goes through the whole city, the town that you live, and just bless it. Bless the workers. Bless the family. And expand that. Expand it to all people, to all families. And in that way, even by ourselves, we make such a difference. Well, again, thank you for joining me. You can follow us, if you want, on Facebook. We are the Angel Ladies. TheAngelLadies.com is our website. You can subscribe to our newsletter. And if you go to Facebook, if you look up The Angel Ladies, you'll find us there, too. Thank you very much. We haven't gone nearly as long as I thought, and that's a good thing because what we've done is perfect. Thank you all. Good night.